Welcome to the March 23rd, 2023 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation, sponsored by our awesome partner, Troom. If you're looking to take your club operations to the next level and provide an unbeatable experience for your guests and members, you need to check out Troom's management services. Just head on over to Troom.com and click on the Management Services tab to learn more. Trust us, your club will thank you. The title of today's Fortnite is Update, State Supply Standouts, written by NGF's CEO, Dr. Joe Beditz. It makes sense that California and Florida lead the nation in golf supply. California, after all, is the most populous state by a long shot. Florida, meanwhile, is the East Coast's sunshine escape for vacationers, retirees, and second homeowners with the most miles of coastline in the continental U.S. And both have mostly year-round golf weather. But which state is home to more public golf than any other? As detailed in NGF's latest one-page state golf reports, that would be Michigan, which ranks third to the aforementioned leaders in total supply. While Florida has 677 public golf courses and California has 633 daily fee and municipal golf courses, Michigan has 738 in total. Approximately 86% of Michigan's golf courses are open to public play. When it comes to the number of golfers per public course, Michigan, with an average of 1,172 golfers per public course, is well under the national average of 2,127. Part of that is because the state's almost 70 resort-orientated golf properties, the nation's third highest total, are a destination draw for out-of-state golfers. So which states have the most golfers per public course and thus generally see stronger demand in tee time competition? The leader in that category with 4,919 golfers per public course is the most densely populated state in the country, New Jersey, which in addition to almost 1,300 residents per square mile, also has the highest proportion of private clubs in the country. Maryland and California are not far behind, both having more than 4,000 golfers per public course and almost twice the national average. While the supply-demand dynamic is typically very local when it comes to public golf, chances are a public tee time will be harder to come by in one of those states as compared to one of the Dakotas. Want to know more about golf in a particular state? NGF members can find our latest state-by-state golf overviews by heading over to the Vault tab found on our website. For more notable state-level information, check out our latest NGF Plus Spotlight article titled State-by-State Golf Reports Available, found under our Spotlight tab. And NGF non-members, we haven't forgotten you. You can request a complimentary copy of your state report by emailing our team member, Mo Baldwin, at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's spelled M-B-A-L-D-W-I-N @ngf.org. It's kind of our way of saying thanks for being a subscriber to Fortnite. Well, that's it for this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed writing it. By the way, if you're not already a member of the NGF, you're missing out big time. Seriously, thousands of industry leaders like yourself support and trust the NGF to keep them up to date with the latest golf industry research, info, and data available. To learn more about our membership options and which one is best for you, head over to the membership tab on our website. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.